Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
All right. You're welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic. And tonight, I've got scheduled for you a great show, but unfortunately, we are experiencing some technical difficulties from the start, so hopefully this plays out well. So let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together once again, collectively as a community, as we come through to talk about another topic. Lord, we ask that you cover and bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program. God, help us to denounce all technical difficulties that could come up and about throughout the show. We ask you this in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. All right. Tonight, guys, we're talking about real, recognized real. The hobbyist versus the professional. And basically, this is one of those things where you have to take to heart. Are you in this because people say that, hey, he's got talent, he could do it? Or are you in this because you see that everybody else is doing it and they're making a lot of money, and if I just do that, maybe, hey, I could be successful, man, and blow up overnight. If you think that is your path, you're sadly mistaken. It's not that simple, and it's not that easy. The professional knows that it takes hard work, that this is a journey. It's going to involve a lot of time, money, networking, building relationships, teamwork. A lot of thinking, planning, strategizing, and then executing on what it takes to make this dream a reality. They know that they cannot just do this as pastime, you know, to just a pastime or leisure activity. They know it takes a lot of intensity so they can make this a full-time occupation. And taking on a role of administrative duties and eventually artist development, a lot of practicing, promoting, and whatever it takes. They understand that this is seriously a grind. Tonight we're going to talk about that. And on with me is my brother, and on the grind with me, Raw Dog, what's happening, man?
Hey, technical difficulty guy.
Yeah, man, I saw you there, and then you hung up. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and then a glitch came up, and then I saw your little feet running like mad, screaming.
Oh, man, you think not?
Yeah, I think we have a heck of a good subject tonight, you know? Because they need to know what to call themselves, you know? It's a funny world, you know, and the definition of, you know, does real know real? Yes, real knows real. It all comes out in the wash, you know. So I think this subject, of all the subjects that you've picked this week, you're getting very, very good at this. I am just waiting for us to get into this.
Awesome. Right on.
Yes.
Let's talk about this grind, man. You know, when you decided that, I mean, don't get me wrong, at what age did you come about saying, realizing that this is your path of passion, this is your path of desire, this is my future and my nest egg for an income? What age was it when you decided that this is the path you take, and you would stay committed and do everything it takes.
Okay, I would say that it started when I was a child. I could go back to that opening, and say, well, in the womb, but I'd say about seven. There was music always played in the house, and it was a point that, there was something that brought me joy when I listened to music and I saw the moods of individuals change when they listened to different songs. And I wanted to be able to just affect them in the same way with what they heard coming from me. And so that's where all of that came in at.
Oh, okay. So, I still miss that age that you were at when that happened.
Seven. I would say seven. And then the realization comes in then that, that people are doing this. Before that, I think it's just something that you hear, and you hear voices and what have you, and you realize that it is something that, people create. They create the whole thing. It's like, you see something and you start to dissect it. And you go, oh, okay, someone's singing. But the music behind it, those are people playing it. And then you start to get in your mind, you focus, and when you hear a song, you see all these other different faces or people that are into this production, and it most songs that rise to the top, there is an emotional tranquility that the musicians are in a zone. Each song is different from the other one, and there is a flow to them you can't duplicate. It's like, everybody talks about meditation and what have you, just harmony. And there is a tranquility as a musician, as an artist, that when you come together with these other talented individuals in doing a production of what have you, there's a euphoria. There's a come together that is historic, and you could not have done it without each one of these individuals and what they bring to it. Nowadays, when we're talking about music, you can have one producer and what have you, that they're doing what they call beats, but I'm going to say this to you, and I'm not trying to put the young people down, but very few of them are successful. We talk about Dre creating beats and what have you, but he also had musicians. You're not hearing the whole ensemble of people that he used in his creations, or a Pharrell. He's got an ensemble of people that he uses in his creations. They might do the structural part of it to a degree without the other musicians, but there is a come together and a completion with others. Don't get it twisted. If you can bring in other skilled people, that's just like building a house. The contractor comes in and he'll have the plans for the house. This is the same way music is done, the structure of a song. And he'll come in and he'll give you he'll get your idea of what you're trying to do or what is supposed that you want. Is it up tempo? Is it a slow tempo, or how does that work? And then what he'll do, he'll take that and he'll go from there, and he'll consult with other individuals, such as he'll come in and he'll deal with the surveyor, which is actually the time of the drummer to lay the groundwork, and the bass player, which, you know, you can look at like the guy that's going to put in the sewer and the plumbing, you know, and then you can look at the guitar as being the one that constructs the rooms in each one in this structure that you're having built. And then, you know, once it comes all together, you know, we can just keep breaking it down and breaking it down. The painter, you know, the guy that lays the carpet, you know, all of these things, the window manufacturer.
It takes intricate parts, and I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you that it takes a whole bunch of, an ensemble of a lot of things to make it happen. Let's get DJ Don involved, too. DJ Don, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Hey, what's going on?
DJ Don.
Yeah.
What's your take? Real recognize real. What's your take on the hobbyist versus the professional?
Okay, what's going on?
Tell me, what's the difference between the one who take this thing as a hobby versus the one who take it as a professional? And I know you've been in your grind for quite some time. What's the difference?
Are you talking about people coming together?
No, sir. I want to know, as a person who takes this as on an amateur scale versus a professional scale.
Oh, well, I missed half of what's going on and everything, so I'm just tuning in right now.
I thought you were ready, man. You raised your hand, so I wanted to bring you in. All right, so let me bring you up to speed real quick. Raw Dogg was saying that it takes, he prepared a Pharrell. He prepared some of the upstanding musicians that's out there today, and how they spend, and they put a whole ensemble together to make music happen. And they're not just bringing things, just coming up with a beat and throwing a rap on top of it, that I'm ready for the world. They're taking a uniqueness by bringing this in, bringing that in, and he kind of compared it to the carpet there when they build a foundation.
Okay.
It's a process. From coming from being a newcomer to actually building the groundwork.
Are you talking about everybody coming in as united?
Yes, sir.
By coming in and working with one another?
Yeah, what's your take?
I look at it like this. It's the time that, it's about this time everybody needs to start coming right together and start working on ground up. And that's the number that's showing a lot of support with each one another. And like I said, like we used to do it back in the, you know, back in the 70s. When we was inside this entertainment business. So it's just all about bringing everybody back into what you could call, what we call the community. It's building the ground up. And the only way we can do that is we bring in force together. That's the only way we can do it.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. John, welcome to the show, sir. Give us your thoughts, man.
Hello?
Hey, we're going to welcome John Lowe also to the show, DJ Don, so stay with us. John Lowe,
okay. What's
your opening statement for tonight's topic, man? Real recognize real, the hobbyist versus the professional.
We got a great topic, like y'all started off with. You know, I go to the studio now and get ready to do a session and stuff like that, and there's some people there before me. they all be inside the place, you know, they be drinking and smoking and, you know, doing all those type of things, not really about business, taking the same serious in life. I think they just about out there just to get a couple of CDs and put out on the street and stuff like that and trying to impress their friend and doesn't really look at the long haul by to gather themselves together and really prepare themselves for the long haul in the music industry. Now, it's all about trying to impress their friends and you go to the studio now, you know, everybody now smoking and doing that, you know, don't have no professionals about them anymore. So, you know, you got to look at the ones that been out there for a while to get a good example. Just like, you know, Anthony Hamilton, you know, he's been out there for a while, you know, still doing his thing, you know what I mean? Still doing shows, been out there for a while. He put in the hard work, the sacrifice. He doesn't know about sacrifice anymore. Get what he's doing. Looking for somebody to do it for them. Professional guys, you know, to make this out of career, you know, and, you know, they're gonna bleed blood and they try to make it happen, you know, do what it takes. They up late at night, you know, trying to learn as much as you about the industry, but the team better themselves. That's the problem is a lot of these artists now, they do not better themselves and work on themselves first to sustain in the industry. Stuff like that, you know. That's fine with the younger generation. Most of them just, you know, look at it as a hobby. So they say they want to be real about it, but they're not really real about it.
Absolutely. I don't know if you guys are hearing it, but I'm hearing a whole bunch of interference tonight. So I'm praying that we all get through it because is definitely what I'm hearing. Is that definitely part of the technical difficulties we have, guys? So y'all bear with us as we go through it tonight. But I want to say this: there is a defining difference between someone who sees themselves as a professional in the industry because the amateur, don't get me wrong, will go out and do a copyright on a format scale. They'll say, "Oh, okay, I just send my copyright through the send a copy to myself, and then I got my copyright." Whereas a professional will take the time to do the research of how they need to go about copyrighting their material. And if they don't, someone who's very serious about it, they don't know how, they will ask how. They will reach out to the people who do so that they will be protected on a long scale of their copyrights and their intellectual properties. I don't know about you guys. Are you familiar with the copyrights and the reason for doing so you can have your music protected? And then after that, do you know that registration is very important so it can be recognized when you start to sell music? The amateur hobbyist will just be so excited, get out of the studio, they finally got their music done off the bat, then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they done did a post across the internet and just posted it and pasted it everywhere. And it's not mixed, it's not mastered, it sounds like crap, but it's a sound. I can't say it's a good sound. And that's what I see the difference that makes an amateur versus a professional. Rodon, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know, okay, you know, I have a different perspective of it. You know, I really, really, really have a different perspective of it. I think you know that. I think the professional is one that not necessarily once they've created something or worked on something and what have you, do they go get the ASCAP and, you know, the copyrights and what have you. I think they move to the next one because the passion is in the creation and the passion is in the doing. The public, that's down the line. Because I'm going to tell you like this, you know, I often say to you, and we talk when we're not on the air, you know, I'm a producer. I've got over 500 tracks, you know, that no one ever heard, you know. And the funny part about it is that it's not, I don't stop after one track. I don't care for the public to hear it and pat me on the back and what have you. Now, I'll surprise them and play it, you know, but I could care less because the passion to become a professional, it's going to happen for you. You can't stop the train. You know, it's the difference between the amateur and the professional, it's not necessarily about the people. It's about the pleasing of yourself. You know, that's why when you say they run in the studio, they do something and they come out and they put a you know, they get it copyrighted and this and that and the other. Wow. Well, why did they stop there and they didn't go back to the studio and keep working and working and working? You know, I've got songs that are over 10 years old that I work on. No one's ever heard them. You know, why that age of a song and you're still working on it? Well, okay, one, when you hear it, you're going to know that I own it. Irregardless of all that copyright and this and that and the other, when you hear it, there is a signature to it. Yeah, before I put it out there to be sold, I'll get all of the ASCAP and the copyrights and what have you. But it's like an accomplishment between God and myself, and I already know I'm a professional. I've gotten paid to perform in the past, you know, but it's a passion without the fans, without the paper, that are going to make me to continue to be a professional because I don't go out half done. I don't go with a doubt. And see, you know, do you have the courage to criticize yourself rather than to pat yourself on the back and with gratitude of greatness? You know, hey, my songs are my songs. That's just the way I feel. Are they great? I can't say that. Am I the best? I won't claim that. You know, so the whole point about being a professional, what real is real, the grind is real. The money will be there. If you create something that is going to be worthy in this musical industry, it's got shelf life. If you tell yourself you created something and it has no shelf life, it has no life at all. And this is real. You know, something new, something different, something original, it's always got shelf life. You could play Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Tiny Tim right now, and it's original. Now, did I like it? No. Does it have shelf life? Yes, I heard it on the radio the other day, and I went, who, why? But then I realized he was original. He owns it. It had shelf life. I remember seeing him on the Ed Sullivan Show. Did I like it? No. Did he seem like a clown to me? Yes. But we can put Flavor Flav in that same category. Big Clock and all. But if you put on Public Enemy right now, it's got shelf life. You know, Fight the Power. Think, when you start to think about professional, this music industry, all the clones and the wannabes are going to fall to the side, as unfortunate as that may be, because they're not original and they won't be remembered. You can throw on Elvis Presley and everybody around you will go, oh, that's Elvis. You can put on Al Green. Oh, that's Al Green. You can put on Teddy Pendera.
Yeah. Well, I want to question you on something because you mentioned something. You mentioned Public Enemy. And Public Enemy actually got their name because they were political. And I mean, that name that they had, they made their name, but they lived up their name because they had a political quest entering this business. Now my question is, was it professional of them to say, fight the power at the time to the perception of the people?
Well, you gotta realize,
was it one of those things where they were going against the grain so they could change?
You had other artists in that same, James Brown, what was his? I'm Black and I'm Proud. Okay. See, you have to realize that those guys started at an earlier age writing and rapping and putting it together. When we heard it, does anybody ask, well, how old is that song? How long have you been thinking of that line, fight the power that be? You know, You see, creativity and what have you, and the originality, and then the courage to be original. You see, all of those individuals stand out as icons. You know, I mentioned on another show, I couldn't think of her name, Jill Scott, that was a cleaning individual for a studio, and one of the artists didn't show up background, and she got her chance, and they found out she could actually sing as great as she is. But it wasn't like she was pushing herself up there claiming anything. The love of the music, she had a job within the studio, but it wasn't as a performer, it was as a cleaning individual. So you have to realize that if it is to be, and you're going to be, it's a love. It's a love that perpetuated you to cultivate your talents. It wasn't a rush at the door for fame because everybody had looked at you and overlooked you. Now that's a funny point. If you ask most of the artists, hey, who believed in you? Well, maybe your mom, maybe your dad, maybe your grandma. But everybody else around you didn't believe in you.
At that point, it's really important that you have the confidence in yourself and the believability into your craft and knowing that you have not only that you're capable of doing it, but you're committed to doing it. Isn't it important to note that within? My question, listen to what I said. Belief?
No. It's none of the above. You know what it is?
What is it?
It's a love.
Right on. It's an internal belief. As you said, that it's none of the above, but if you don't believe that you can.
You can fool yourself. But guess what? What pushes you every day that you enjoy? See, now, how many people do you see on stage when they're performing that don't smile? See, you gotta understand the reality of that.
You know, we still got John and your brother.
Right. But I gotta say this one thing. I gotta say this one thing because I don't agree with you. There you go. You go try to pull somebody in.
I'm gonna jump on your side.
But I gotta say one thing. One thing before you bring somebody else in. there is a love that is, it's almost spiritual.
I would say all of the above plus the love.
No, because see, whether you get a dime,
it takes believing in yourself to do anything.
No
confidence. You don't believe in yourself and the confidence, right? That means
it's not a belief. It's not a belief. It's not a confidence.
Oh, wow.
It's what you do that you love.
Okay, you know
whether
what
the room
is
empty,
right?
Or the
you
room
know what
is full.
Is, No, man, you know we got to go to a break real quick. So,
yo, you running. You running like a scared man.
You think I ain't? You listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment, y'all. We looking, talking about real, recognize real, and he get real, real on me tonight. The hobby is the professional. We'll be back in a moment.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identity, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on hold, radio commercial production, TV commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes, Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Guys, I want your music. We want your music. We want it to be a part of our program. Go to www.hiphopnational.com and introduce yourself by uploading your music. Let's become a part of the community and let us help you get it out to the people. Let us help you stream it to the world. And that's what we do right here on Hip Hop National. And we have some connections and stuff that we can forward that music to. And we welcome you to join our party as we go forward on this journey. All right, guys, tonight, and again, that website is www.hiphopnational.com. Tonight, guys, we're talking about real, recognized real, the hobbyist versus the professional. Raw Dog was talking about the love and the passion that it takes, and he said that that's how you do this thing in the business. I don't agree. So we're going to get back into exactly where you're at. But before we go there, I do want to say I know it takes love. I know it takes passion, but I also know that it takes business-minded going into this business, period, because if you don't copyright the stuff, you leave yourself open to hackers, people taking your stuff and running with it, registering your music before you do and getting paid from it. Very important key, very important note, and that's my spiel, and I'm sticking to it. Rod, you back on the floor.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can stick with your point, but I'm going to tell you like this. How do they say that? You know, it is one of the biggest points of flattery is to be what? Emulated and copied. Okay, now, the thing I want to say to you is the love is what puts you into the game. There's a love inside. The creativity is what puts you as a individual that is putting in the work. But, now, we didn't say be a fool. And what I want you to understand is like I said, I had 500 tracks, but no one has ever heard them. They're guarded. Okay? When that's, you know, in the early point, you might throw things out there so, you know, you can test the water to see, what do people think? But, you know, the thing about this game is that the love will push you to invest. See, that, you know, the love will put you to sacrifice. You know, some people drink beer. Some people play pool. Some people, you know, that they get into that real deep. Some people race cars, and they're always buying for their car and shining on their car. Well, okay. The catch to being in this music industry is understanding there's a love that you invest. You buy the equipment. You buy the microphones. You buy the studio time. You put in the time. While other people are doing something else, that's what you're practicing. Because there's a love. There's a joy. There's something fulfilling within your
personality. Can I say this, hold up? I can say you can love all you want. And this is the real truth. You can love and buy all the joys and all the toys that you want. If you don't educate yourself about taking it outside that point or get around someone who can in this business of music, if you don't educate yourself enough about what takes place, you'll keep on buying, you'll keep on compiling, you'll keep on investing in the materials that it takes and take it nowhere.
Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, it's just going to automatically go there.
No.
That.
You said that.
John, I know you there, man. John, what's your thoughts?
Oh, you just go to
that. I know you
John, you see how you being tonight?
I just want to know. What's your thoughts, John?
Okay, you know, making music your business, there's a practical guide to make doing what you love. Okay, I think the key word that we all searching for is desire. Desire. It makes you the first thing to have is desire. You know, then that leads into love and passion and also to carry on to belief. I think the key word we're looking for is desire and everything. You know, once you get the desire, you open off all the other doors to other things that you got to have within yourself. You're going to have to have the passion and the love and the belief. But the first thing that you must have is the desire. And once you get the desire, then you got to make music your business. Then you got to make some practical guidelines for yourself and to do what you love. And you're going to have to educate yourself about this music industry. There's no way around it. You made a good point about the copyright stuff. I had my friend, she was in L.A. She had one of these and everything. And she just had an acclaim. And the guy in the club, he played one of our songs. He asked, who is this group right here? He said, it's just a group that I know right here, you know, and stuff like that, you know. And he actually, is it copyrighted? He told a lie that, yeah, he said it was copyrighted, you know. But it wasn't. But he played it at the club, you know, and stuff like that. He got a good little feedback from it. But that was one of the first lessons that I learned, that you need to be on top of your game and get yourself copyrighted, because you never know when an opportunity to jump out there and tell you. You're going to need to educate yourself about the industry and what's going on inside the industry. You're going to have to make music your business, man. But you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to educate yourself. If not, you know, you're going to get something advantage in this industry. And you got to be real with yourself and to yourself. You know, you're going to have to change your mind. You're going to have to face a lot of fears that you have within yourself to grow inside the industry. But the first key word is desire. Desire. That you gotta have, you know. And that's one thing I say.
I love you, John. Yes, yes, yes. Poetic needed you. He really did. But I got a question for you. George Clinton. Would you guys say he's an icon in the business?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Who is George Clinton? Group before it was Parliament Funkadelic. Does anybody know?
No, I don't. But
okay.
Please enlighten me.
Well, let me tell you. Okay. And just studying the history of a lot of artists. Okay. He came out and he had a singing group. It was actually a doo-wop group that he had established. And it was the Parliament. And they sang and they did different shows and venues. But he didn't get any notoriety from that. He didn't get any fame from that. And
okay.
It was a point to understand there's a beginning point for everyone. See, no one said that, you know, and I didn't get to that point, that yes, I'm going to copyright my things and what have you. But it's the time and the experience that's necessary to test the waters to find out how do you stand? How do you compare? How does the public accept what you're doing? You know, and there is where in this industry now, as you say, the stealing and the pirating, you know, you understand that when you take a step forward, you have to know what you're doing in this business. Yes, education and intelligence in the business side are necessary, you know. But in that same point, let's say, okay, if you were to submit it to be heard over the radio. Now, you know, all the things that are necessary to be in place when you do that, one, you have to ask yourself, okay, am I getting this out here because I want to take it as far as the creation can go? There is an investment in that. Are you wanting to hear feedback? Are you testing the waters? What are you doing? Where are you at this point in your career motivating and going forward? If you're just testing the waters and what have you, and you want feedback, well, that is what you should ask for. That's where you should go to and get that, so you understand how the public or those that hear it feel about that song. Now, if you're going out here to sell a product, And it is a product at that point. Because as a producer, I've done things that are giveaways. Just giveaways, like Elvis did before he became Elvis Presley. There were songs that he did that were giveaways, that before he got into the mainstream, that are now collector's records that he did. Just like the Beatles, before they got on to Apple, they were with Swan Records. They did a tester. And then they changed the label to Apple for their distribution. But they wanted the feedback to see if they were going to be accepted. There was a limited amount of records. But the smart move was, after they found that it was being embraced, they had all the safeguards in place that they then could take it and insure it so the revenue was going to come back. But they had to find out in the marketplace, is this being desired? And I actually have one of the 45s that was done on the Swan label before they went over to the Apple. So the whole thing about this industry, that, you know, just because of the way I've seen it and I understand it to be, yes, you must know the business. Yes, when you're ready and you have a product that you're determined, oh, we're going to sell, you have tested. There's ways of testing to find out if your products are going to be embraced by the public, you know. But remember, you only get really one chance when you invest your money out here to start your name rolling. Yes, you're going to have the smaller clientele in the beginning that may not like what you're doing, but that's a cheaper investment. Make sure you have the right team in order that will, before it gets to the public, say, hey, you know, and they'll tell you, they'll critique you. You know, you ask the difference between a professional and an amateur. See, once you have gotten into the creation of music and products and what have you, you develop a third eye. Whether you realize it or not, over a period of time, that third eye will let you know if there's promise in something that you're doing. You know, it's not magic. It's the fact and the knowledge and the understanding of the creation and the product and the consumer base and who you're trying to target. You know, Disney does it all the time. They target the young children. There is a science. There is a formula, whether we want to accept it or not.
I agree. I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Well, see, now, Pharrell. When you think of Pharrell, he did one for the club set with Niles Rogers and Daft Punk. I can get their name mixed up. And then he did one for the Despicable Me, too, for the kids.
Yep. And you want me to tell you something? I mean, you're on point with what you're saying. Because I think most artists got to understand that, hey, if you got an explicit version, you better also balance out the other hand with a commercial version that can go across the world. That's a versatile version that's ready and ready to happen. Hey, by the way, Ronald, we got Gabby Cashmere on deck with us tonight.
All right.
And I wanted to commend this girl because what she's doing, I can see other artists role modeling after what she's trying, she's attempting and making happen in her life. She takes this business very, very serious.
Yeah, now, I heard her Gabby, song and I got excited behind it.
Gabby, I want to get your opening statement of the hobbyist versus the professional. Tonight we're talking real, recognized real. Give me your real take on it.
I think, you know, the hobby is where you're doing it when you have time versus the professional side is you're doing it because you're progressing and you have a goal to meet. So you actually set a goal for yourself and then you try to achieve it and you just grind after it.
And what else do it take, Gabby? Do you think it takes the time, the money, the investment, and making right decisions to go forward so you can propel your craft into the general public area, to the eyes of the public, you know, the ears of the public?
Yeah, most definitely.
Or do you think it's just going to be by discovery?
Oh, no, it's work. It's a business. Like, I think if, you know, once people start looking at it as a business, like, this is your business, so you have to invest in yourself and you have to basically put everything you have behind it if you really believe in yourself and your craft. You got to go in, you know, 110.
Do me a favor, Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a little bit of who you are and your background and what's going on with you and what you're mm-hmm. doing different out there to separate yourself from being seen as an amateur versus and being seen as a professional.
I think the key, well, first of all, I'm a female hip-hop artist and also a songwriter. And I look at my craft as 100%, you know, professional. I'll put a lot of work. Like, I'll do one song and I will not just stop on that song until it's, you know, completely to my liking. Like, I won't, you know, release it until it's 100% the way I want it. So it's definitely hard work. It is. And if you're having too much fun with it, I don't know, you might not be 100% serious about it. That's my take on it. Like, I think it is hard work, you know. It's fun to perform on stage, but when you're in the studio, that's like, you know, that's your time and your money you're investing. So you got to go after it and just, you know, don't let nothing stop you.
Guys, I'm just letting you guys know. She has one that's going to be debuting right here on Hip Hop National. It's called Red Lipstick and the AK.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a little synopsis of what's that about.
So Red Lipstick and the AK, that's my new album. That's it's available on iTunes right now. The song basically it's about empowerment of female and just being, you know, what it takes to be professional, what it takes to be, you know, it takes more than just look, basically. I'm trying to give the, you know, notes to the females out there that stay on your grind, be about your business, be professional, and don't let anybody sway you or take you in the wrong direction. You got to stand your ground, basically. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good song.
And I live in a stand your ground state. What else does it involve?
Yeah.
Wow. That's very powerful. Thank you for coming in. So stay with us, definitely. I want to get these guys involved and see what they think about it. John, what you think about this girl, how she's stepping up to the plate? And she's out here ready to bat as a professional. So she literally, she stepped up, did something different than most artists are doing. She sees that this platform is going somewhere. She wanted to be a part. What's your thoughts, John?
Well, we got to commend the young lady. She stepped up and she's surrounding herself with some some powerful people to mentor to her, to help her out, to guide her and stuff like that. That's the first step that she did, was that she getting around some high qualified people to help her out, to guide her, and that's going to mentor to her and be real with her. She sounds very intelligent, you know. She sounds like she got her mind made up what she wants to do, what she's looking for out of her music, and she know the point, the message, what she want to put out there, and stuff like that, you know. And like I say, she made a good point about don't let nobody persuade her, persuade anybody from their music or what they want to do and stuff like that, and be about business out there, especially ladies that coming into this coming into this industry right here. You know, you definitely need to be a woman once you come in this industry and carry yourself like a lady. But kind of like you got to hit together and stuff like that. And, you know, she's making a good choice. And, you know, for her to, you know, come on this panel to learn how to speak, it teaches you how, this platform teaches you how to have you won't have to talk to the, you know, have interviews. This platform helps you to communicate with people that once you get in the industry, you know, it opened up a lot of doors, you know. She's doing a great thing, you know, taking this opportunity and you know, make herself grow as a artist.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John, you know what? I was the first one to be able to hear a submission of hers that she sent to the show. And it was very, very good. I got excited. I said, who is she? And then the whole thing about it is that, you know, I think she picked a good timing, because we're getting ready to go into the spring, summer, and I think there's a momentum that's going to jump behind her song, because it's one of those upbeat, and it's got quality to it. So, you know, the whole thing, you know, I mean, listening to her voice and what have you, she sounds poised, she sounds confident, she sounds ready, you know, and I'm glad that she came to this platform. I think Poetic has got so many connections that, you know, that I can see her fan base and her going around the world, you know, and being embraced by the public. So, you know, I'm excited about this, you know, because, you know, it takes courage to step forward. It really, really does. And then when you're right, you're right, and she is good. So, you know, all the as they put, all the planets are in line. And I can just see greatness for her, you know. Yes, I'm old school. Yes, you know, you heard me talk about the love of the music and what have you, which, hey, it's kept me in it. And, you know, you just got to keep your faith and, you know, and keep your business mind in the right perspective. And I don't think that there's anything that you should have to fear. And, you know, and make sure you still hold on to God as you go through this stuff, because you're going to need him at times. But I don't think you're going to have a problem. I think the public is ready for another female. Well, actually, more than one. I mean, because we're flooded with guys. I think the public is ready for more females in this industry. And I just see good things for you.
Well, I'm ready
now,
for the
public.
You go,
girl.
That's what I like about
her. I think you're ready for the public, too. Is that
That's what I like about her. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been listening, man. I can tell you like this. That's what I like about her. She's a warrior. She's one of those who's out there to go get it and make it happen. And to me, a person who's committed to the cause is more likely to stand the test of time of being successful. We also got E-Man Deesa on Radio Personality as we see it, but she wanted to talk about the artistic, the commitment to it. And I'm going to bring her on right now. E-Man Deesa, welcome to the show. You've been into radio for 17 years. So therefore, that tells me that you have
seen the artist who stood the test of time. What's your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I think that people need to realize that it's a craft, and a craft is something that you never stop practicing. One of my good friends plays trombone for Sonny Rollins. Sonny Rollins is, you know, up there with Thelonious Monk and all the great jazz artists. And Clifton has toured all over the world, yet he still practices his horn. And one of the things that I see in up-and-coming artists is they think that if they can slow, then that's the end of it. If they know how to operate their Pro Tools, that's the end of it. But they don't continually cultivate and practice their craft and reinvent themselves. And also, you have to understand that this industry will tell you who you are and define you if you don't already know who you are. So it's very important to have a strong mental, emotional, and spiritual foundation when you go into this industry, because a lot of people will tell you what kind of music to sing, what kind of music to produce, and that's why we have a lot of the artists that we're not happy with now, is they went into the industry with the best of intentions, and then their record label told them, oh, well, we don't want another song like that. We want something else. We want something that sounds more like Britney Spears. We want something that sounds more like whatever, and then you get away from what your original intention is, and then you're not happy in the industry anymore, so then you're just putting out music that your heart and your soul really isn't into. And so I really think it's very important for people to continue to cultivate their craft and treat it as if it really is a living, breathing part of themselves that needs to be nurtured and nourished and respected. KRS-One has a song out where he talks about you have to have other ways of making money so that you don't pimp your art. If you are depending on your music to feed your family, then it's a lot easier for you to compromise your principles, compromise your integrity. But if you have other ways of making money in versus your music, then you have another way to provide so that your heart and your soul and your integrity is still in the concept of your music, especially if you write your own lyrics and write your own music and do all that production. What's the point of putting in all that energy if you're just going to just put out crap because you got to pay your electric bill, right?
Amen. Amen. You came in like a locomotive. I'm afraid of you, girl. And I tell you like this, you really touched on some notes. When we come back, I definitely want to talk to you about that. Could you stay with us? We'll be back in just
sure.
a second. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, Real Recognize Real, the hobbyist versus the professional. See how it's done? I love it, guys. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Before we went to the break, we were talking with E-Man Deesa. She mentioned something about KRS-One, and he was saying, if you're not careful, you can pick your craft. Something to think about. And the reason why I wanted to get back to it and get into it is because I think that's what happens today. A lot of artists get enthusiastic. But then they jump in this head first, well, feet first, not really with their head sometimes, thinking about what they're doing, and they end up getting pimped. Evangelista, guys, if you're with us and you're listening in any other way, call in 213-559-2995. Press the number one. Let us know that you want to be a part of tonight's topic. Evangelista, I will come back to you in just a second. Y'all go to www.hiphopnationalradio. We want your music, okay? www.hiphopnationalradio. Eman DC, you now have the floor. Talk about that.
Yes. I'm here.
KRS-One, about the pimping of your craft. You mentioned it.
Well, yeah, you know, it's very important. I haven't been in radio for 17 years. I've been in the entertainment industry for 17 years. I've just been doing radio for probably like the last 5 or 6 years. But I'm a trained actor, and my acting training comes from Japan. And if you ever watch anything the Japanese do, they're very, very disciplined, committed, and focused. And so we were taught that, you know, in order to be a strong performer, you have to have strong legs, because your legs have to be connected to the earth, because that's where all truth comes from. And most artists have their heads in the clouds. I don't know the name of the guy who created FUBU, but he's on that Shark Tank show. And he said it takes 15 years to become an overnight success. A lot of these artists that we're seeing now, they've been in the game for 10, 15 years. We just didn't know that they were in the game, because they've been cultivating their craft. They've been perfecting their message. They have been taking the time to really embody their music. I fuss at people at least 5 times a day on Facebook because they send me the links to their songs in my inbox, and I don't listen to it. And I got into an argument with a guy the other day, and he goes, well, I can tell that you didn't even listen to it. I said, you know what? It might be the best song I've ever heard, but this is called social media. Not media, but social media, which means you need to socialize with me. You need to make a connection with me. You need to like some of the things that I'm saying. You need to comment on some of my posts so that we develop a relationship, and then I'm going to listen to your music. People think that if they can just get on Facebook and send you links or flood your email account that they've done their marketing, but they don't know what their brand is. They don't know what their target market is. They don't even know how to use the tools that YouTube gives them and all these other places where they download their music. Now, if you're getting a map that's showing that your music is selling in Croatia, why are you selling your music in Chicago? Because you don't know who your target audience is. You're just blanketing it and sending out that music. And that lets me know one thing. You don't know who you are. You don't know why you're in this game. You don't know who you're trying to reach. You don't know what your message is. And that takes a lot of deep introspection. That takes a lot of deep introspection, especially if you write your own music. If you're singing somebody else's music, you know, somebody else is producing your songs and you're just up there singing, then you're not emotionally involved in it. But if you're writing your own lyrics, you're producing your own stuff, and you're putting in that time, that's like having a child and dropping it off at Mini Mart thinking it's a daycare.
We're being real, right?
I
got to say this. Emandisa, see, now, I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest, and I talk like you have been talking all the time. You're so good at being real. You know, they don't realize people in the Pacific Northwest tell it like it is. You know, you sounded like one of my conversations that I've given over the air, and, you know, you brought it to them. You explained it to them. You gave them the psychological, well, look at this picture, the earth being grounded. And you also talked about the social media side of it. And I've been trying to say the same thing, and I'm so glad more people from the Pacific Northwest are engaging here on Hip Hop National, because I've tried to tell them there's a different mentality of understanding the music industry from where we're at. You know, you said it, and you said it so very, very well. I'm very proud, and we represent the Pacific Northwest. Now, take it away, Poetic, down in the Southeast.
I'm afraid of you, man. Cause y'all keep it real. Y'all say like, get all over me. But I got to tell you, man, Deesa, you actually open up. You open up with some very strong point that I think open the ears of the artists that they need. Maybe they need to hear this right now. And sometimes love don't come easy. That's a love for the art and love for what you do, and it's a love of knowing the people who out there trying to be real about it versus the person who's just taking this thing as going here today and gone tomorrow. Someone who don't want to put in the hard work that it takes to be on in this thing and have the withal and the cuffs to keep it going.
And I don't really think a lot of people ask themselves that question. Am I in this business just to make one song? Am I in this business to make one CD? Or am I in this business for longevity? And nobody's hating on you in whichever those categories that you choose. But stay in your lane. If you're just trying to be a one-hit wonder, stay in your one-hit wonder lane. But if you're trying to have longevity, if you're trying to pack the house like Smokey Robinson 50 years after you started in this business, then that means that you really need to know who you are on the inside. Because I will repeat it over and over again. This industry will tell you who you are if you don't already know who you are. And you can say, man, I'm real, I'm this, whatever. Prince, we all know who Prince is. Prince's own record label told him what songs he could and could not sing towards the end of his contract. He wanted to sing some songs about what was really going on with black people and what we were really struggling with, and they wanted him to sing another When Doves Cry or Purple Rain. That's why he wrote Slave on his face, because he was not artistically free. And if you want your spirit, your creative spirit, to remain free, the only way that you can do that is command your own worth. And the only way you can command your own worth is to know who you are and why you're in this business and if you want longevity.
Well, let me ask you something. When she says command your own worth, are we saying explicit language then? Because we get from a lot of artists that we try to tell them that, you know, the FCC has rules and what have you, and if they're trying to get out to the mainstream and they want their music possibly to be heard by everyone, that those lyrics, cursing and what have you, really aren't appreciated, and they should make a second, you know, copy that can be played for everyone. You know, they can have one that's explicit and one that's not. You know, and I always say to them, you must adapt because of the fact that, you know, you want to embrace and have a large fan base. You don't want to exclude anyone from enjoying your music. You know, so how does that fit in? Are you saying that the explicit language, if that's the way they feel, that they should keep it, or should they adapt so
well,
that their
message
can get out?
Well, I'm a Prince fan, and Prince has been, that's how I learned how to curse, okay? But how Prince ran the game, and Prince was running the game in the late 70s, in the 80s. In fact, he's the reason we have parental advisory stickers. Tipper Gore, Al Gore's wife, was mad at Prince because she bought the album Purple Rain for her daughter, and she didn't know Darling Nikki was on there. So if I'm not going to censor or muzzle somebody, but do what Prince did. Put out the Purple Rain. Put out the Let's Go Crazies. And then if you want to get jiggy with it, then people will buy your album and they'll listen to all of that. You don't necessarily have to make two copies of the same song, but if you want to get out to the mainstream, because it was his mainstream songs on the radio that got us to listen, and we didn't know he was talking about doing his sister. We didn't know he was talking about half of the stuff Prince was talking about. But he is the master of the game when it comes to being an independent artist, using the internet, rebranding himself, recreating himself, and knowing who he is.
I got a question for you.
Because he wanted to be in this business for longevity.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
That song was about doing his sister?
No, he's got a song literally called Aw Sister. It's on his Dirty Mind album where he talks about having sex with his sister, but that wasn't the hit on the album.
No.
That wasn't the hit on the album. I think the hit on the album was Dirty Mind or Controversy, whatever they played on the radio. But when you actually bought the whole CD, there were songs that went way there. So you see what I'm saying? He managed to be naughty, but he still managed to have longevity in the business.
I gotta hunt that one up. I didn't hear that song. I can't believe that was Prince. No.
Yeah, it's called Sister. It's on his Dirty Mind album.
Okay.
Man,
you learn something new every day, man. Don't you, boy?
This girl right here, man. I really like.
You know, and my thing is that I'm one of those people who offers myself to be a mentor, okay? Because I know that most people aren't ready for my consulting services. They're not ready for my management services. But to be a mentor, that's what I offer first. 9 times out of 10, the artists that inbox me and I say, hey, you need to do it this, and this way, and I'll be happy to mentor you, they don't even call me back. So why should I offer myself as a consultant or a manager when you don't even want to be mentored? That tells me two things, that you think you know everything, number one, and number two, you think you know everything. So this is the wrong business for you, because you're going to end up like those American Idol kids, you know, signing your life away. You know, that's another thing that people don't think about is these contracts. These contracts that these kids are signing, they don't know what they're getting themselves into. Prince signed his contract when he was 19 years old. He now doesn't own his master recordings. All the songs that we grew up with, When Doves Cry, Purple Rain, Let's Go Crazy, he doesn't own any of that. Warner Brothers does. Because he was a young man, sat down, they showed him the women and the cars and the money, and he signed on the dotted line, and now he doesn't own any of his own music. He's angry about it, so he's taking it out on his fans and suing his fans for bootlegging. That's not who he's really mad at. That's not who's stealing money from him. It's the record label. You know, and are all these independent artists signed up with the proper people that they're supposed to be signed up with, you know, to get their royalties? Do they know that even if these internet radio stations are playing your music and you're an independent artist, you're not signed with anybody, do they know that we as internet broadcasters still have to pay royalties for their music? But they're not signed up with SoundScan, so they're not getting their money. I mean, there's so much about this business that they don't know. They just think that they can go and make music. And if that's all you are, is an artist, that's fine. But you need to love yourself enough to get somebody in your life who's grounded, who's focused, and will ask the questions that you don't know how to ask, and who will look out for you. Because I'm not mad at, you know, I just happen to be one of those artists who also worked in corporate America, so I have a very strong business background. But I know a lot of my friends, all they want to do is make music. They could care less about what's going on. But they surround themselves with the proper people so that they at least have a working knowledge of where their money's going, where their money's coming in, who they're marketing to, and all of that information. So you have to have a strong inner core, and you have to have a strong outer core with the people that you surround yourself around. And I was really proud of the young lady because she said she has mentors. That lets me know that she's humble and she wants to learn.
Yeah, actually, that's what I endorse strongly, is that if you don't want to do the business yourself, make sure your inner circle that's close by you, your board of directors, are able to do what you that you don't want to do. But you got to make sure they're doing their job. So you and that's why it's important as an artist to know the business. Not necessarily have to be the one that be the administrator of all the things that's in the business. There's nothing wrong with not having to do the job. But if you don't know what's going on, then don't get me wrong, you're looking to be taken advantage of. So
you end up like Wesley Snipes.
It's good to educate yourself. What did
exactly.
You what
he
did
said
you
want to wind up like Wesley Snipes. Owing the government.
Yeah.
Or Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. You know, hey, the thing about it is that, you know, it's unfortunate that the artists are somewhat closed-minded. They don't bother to concentrate on the business. They only concentrate on the creativity and the product. But, you know, that's where, like she said, mentors, or as I call them, a consultant that's going to advise them and be part of the team that they assemble as they make their steps in this industry. Because, you see, you know, one thing, you know, it used to be that, you know, you could stumble your way through the door and stumble your way to stardom and stumble your way to being wealthy. That path is no longer there. There's a lot of, you know, how do I say this? Carpet, under the carpet people that are snatching from you as you go, carpet baggers. They're going to take advantage of you because they're going to ask you questions. And when you don't have the answer, they've got you. You know, that's just like we were talking about copyrights in the United States, but having copyrights that will also protect your music overseas, you know, the international copyrights, you know. See, these are things that people, that young artists don't even think about. You know, I think we had a subject one time when we were talking about someone signing a contract with a label but not having the international revenue in their contract so that their song was selling overseas, but they didn't see any royalties from that because it wasn't in their contract. You know, the company was seeing it. So, you know, there's a lot of things in this industry. And the word pimping, yeah, the industry wants to find artists that come up short with knowledge because then they've got the advantage. It's not a fair table to sit at because they're loaded with all the answers. And if you go to the table without the proper questions, you can get got. And getting got in this game is the pimping part of it. You know, the bigger the smile from the label, you know they got you even harder. You know, a frown and a sigh and a disgruntled, but yeah, okay, let's do this. You might have a better advantage as an artist. So this industry is, for the artists that gets that far, the industry knows that they have a love and a desire and a passion. And that's what's pushing that artist. And they know that they can play on that just by saying, well, we'll open the door for you. But see, the catch to it is the business, whether I love it or not. what is the financial gain that I'm going to receive? I need to know how the money's going to be broke down. You know, I need to know that, yes, you're offering me X amount of dollars for signing the contract, but what is the rate of repayment? How long are you going to own me? Do I own my own music? Is that mine? Just like she was mentioning about Prince. You know, and when she brings up an icon like Prince that can get taken, you
right.
start to see how fragile artists really are. The passion is there.
They got taken. Tony Braxton, they got taken.
Yeah.
I mean,
TLC.
Don't get me wrong, if they see you coming, they're going to recognize it.
Well, as we say up in the Pacific Northwest, you see a fool coming, bump him in the head. You know, I mean, it's real. It's so real. And, you know, there's where taking it and understanding that it's not a race. It's a choice. And in making choices, you must be knowledgeable of the decisions that you're going to be making and who you're dealing with, the credibility. And you need to have that attorney that in the entertainment field that's familiar with the music contracts that can tell you exactly what you need to know. And you need to be able to ask the right questions, because he's not going to know what to tell you if you don't know what to ask. So the educational part is real.
All right. We got about 4 minutes, and I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention. And then I wanted to say, E-Man Deacon, I wanted to ask you got some tips and advice. What's some tips and advice that you probably have for the I Listen to the audience? John, what's yours? Brought out, what's yours? And we're out. You got the floor.
Well, you know, the business side of it might seem overwhelming, but once you get into it, it's actually kind of fun. You make it fun. And know that anything that you do in one aspect of your life is going to positively affect the other aspects of your life. So if you take the time to really get to know this business and treat it like a business, that's gonna translate into your personal relationships, your professional relationships, and how you interact in your community. So don't look at it. It sounds overwhelming. Oh, I got to make sure I get my master recordings. I got to make sure I got my publishing. I got to make sure that, you know, I'm getting paid as much as I. It might sound overwhelming, but look at it as an adventure and a journey and something that's going to translate and positively impact your entire life across the board.
I sure do. Right off.
Hey. The Pacific Northwest has been represented by intelligence, poise, a very classy lady. I appreciate her calling tonight. She said a mouthful. She said it all. And all I can say is God bless her. God bless you, John. God bless you, Poet. And now, John, it's your turn.
Well, the only thing I got to say to the upcoming young artists out there, you know, you may not, you know, because you're from the hood, you might not have all the Ivy League education from the big school and stuff like that, but you can educate yourself. You can get knowledge. Knowledge is power. So you, in this show right here, Hip Hop Master, this platform gives you a lot of knowledge about the students. The reason I love this thing, that's why I attach myself to this show to learn about the business part of it. This makes me really background something. On which side of the track that you come from. And what it all matters about is this industry and that business part of it. If you figure out the business part of it, the rest of it definitely going to fall in place for you. You know, I'm going to leave it like that.
Short, sweet, snappy. Well, hey, God bless you guys.
God bless
you. Are we ready, Poetic?
All right. After AT, right out, y'all take it away. Thank you,
all right.
Man.
Good night, everybody.
Stand on the phone for me, please. Please.
My pleasure.
Dr. A.T. What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise. And you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight. Give them praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give them praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no good with the dance like rock. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjured. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right. Don't be caught up singing thongs. No, read up on your words too, and don't be focused on song. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Jesus came and died for the whole. You and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bogey. Snatch it back, flee from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees. Omega, the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater. Just know that Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do, working in a hospital? Okay. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose a sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry. To the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it's real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made a bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. 2 Chainz, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Let's go. told his mom she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction, and did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. Your cute flawless in the course outstanding. To the point I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at. Always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what? I spoiled her. Now she in the drop top with the dual spoilers. Flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have her all way. To the point when she leaves, she turn her back my way. Then she like, yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah. Baby girl, you stay on my mind and you my high soul.
Get me higher.
You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice strong, but I ain't gonna let you know. Trippin', she wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't tryna burst things, you know, with that relation thing. But anyway, don't let it slow us down. We ain't gotta be JRK just to run the town. I want the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well with the guala guadas that'll run it through the town. And you ain't gotta suck too hard, just keep your strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strings laced tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She say I'm boss man, so she wanna break me off. But break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no Drake Greyhound. But she still got my love wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby boy, you sit on my mind.
And the cutest at my next shows. I ain't trippin', I think I found a different flow. That'll keep us tight, straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow. So when I meet her with her, it's just money to blow. For fame, you the done and out. Gotta bring the guanas out, gotta bring the piffin out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa and her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl, that's why I want you to be my world. The business keep calling me. No social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta
take my time, so drop a nickel and dime. So when I get it, she gon' know that she mine, yeah.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain. Nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but game slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, trapped in this shit. Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world. Change the world. Change the world. Change the world.
more bloodshed, no more gun flare. Enough people die too young, we need love here. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK. Just step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretches. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fists in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, what a light, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First things first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Marie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change.
Come on, it starts with you and me. We can
change.
Come
the
on,
world.
LaRue and Paul Marie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change the world.
It takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many young is getting high, I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. Their family drowning in the pain, but he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay, police around us every way. Another body on the ground, the killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the race, uneducated. They don't know how to use their mind, man, elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise, I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. Wanna fatten your wallet, then go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around but they expect get it. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Jawan LaRue, Paul Marie, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
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 Rise up for a new beginning. Believe me when I say
we can
change the world.
We can change the world. Next on deck,
I'm a rider. Man, I'm a rider. It feels good to be on fire. Man, I'm a rider. These dreams are gonna take me higher. Keep it bumping when the hip hop room, my knees on fire. Man, I'm a rider.
Next on deck, Amazing.
Baby, you're the quarter. Everything about you. Special made to order for a brother like me, yeah. Thank the heavens that I found you. Can't picture living life without you. You're the missing piece that comes.
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Try, you ain't gotta pray to stay, you ain't gotta pay to play. And if you leave with some knowledge today, I could feel slight success in my life. And maybe go ahead and get some sleep tonight. Where do we go when the world's all changed? And everything you thought you know, well, it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range. Gonna bring that thing called soul back in the game, yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed? And everything you thought you know, well, it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range. Gonna bring that thing called soul back in the game, boy. Soul is what's missing. I'm smoking countless bowls on my mission. Mary Jane, dulls the pain in my brain from the things I'm missing, like certain family traditions. And I like a lot of you cats, I don't do it for commission. Do it to get everyone in my presence to submission. My opinion, I win when anyone will listen. I'm spitting till they smitten. Whether freestyle or written, warm or cold, whether man, any condition, I get the beat, what it needs, like a kid with nutrition. My soul feeds on these melodies, they get me out the confusion. Never had a real fit in competition or losing. They say I'm like a guy in Mouth King with the way I'm cruising. Straight beat riding, watch me do it, you'll be like, I swear he was flying. And I do this shit when I barely be trying. Don't compare me, not lying. If you turn on this beat, I'm scary when I'm frying, Everybody after a little slice of something. All I need, good friends with good music that's bumping. It's nothing to chill and sip all day, relax and meditate in that feeling Cali sort of way. Wishing I was sort of paid, feeling I deserve a little bit more than a minimum wage. Getting lost in a terrible bit of rage. Inside there's something like an animal that can't be caged. Another chapter of my life, turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed? All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.